Budget reductions to the Department of Transportation and public facilities means many services across Alaska are being slashed, among them winter snow plowing operations. If climate predictions of a mild, snowless winter are correct, the cuts to winter maintenance in Haines and Skagway might not be a big deal. But if Southeast gets buried, well, it might be wise to buy a shovel or two, and some skis. About $34 million has been cut from the DOT budget, and as a result, winter roads have been ranked and will be plowed and sanded this year according to priority. DOT is responsible for 249 airports, 11 ferries serving 35 communities, more than 5,600 miles of highway, and 720 public facilities throughout the state. Roads will still be maintained with snow clearing and sanding, but roads in Haines and Skagway will not get continuous clearing during winter storms. DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says the department is trying to stretch the money it does have when it comes to winter maintenance.
What that means is that we will have reduced operating hours, and because of that, we are making sure the public is aware that we have prioritized roadways in every community that we serve, and we will focus on those priorities and then work our way down to the lesser priority roads as our budget and time allows for our staff.
Roads are ranked based on the volume of traffic. According to the DOT, Level 1 roads are cleared of snow within 24 hours and are mostly made up of expressways and highways with lots of vehicles traveling hourly. Haines and Skagway don't have any Level 1 roads. Woodrow says they only exist in larger cities like Anchorage and Juneau. Level 2 roads are cleared within 36 hours, with the Haines Highway ranked as a second-tier road. The Dyea Road and the Klondike Highway are also Level 2. Mud Bay Road to New Park Road, Union Street and Front Street, and Airport Road are all Level 3, which means it could take up to 48 hours to clear the snow after a storm. Many of the side roads around town simply aren't ranked at all, not even a Level 5, which means if it snows a lot, strap on your snowshoes and leave for work early.
The map online is a great place for everyone to visit, look at what the priority level is for the roads and that they travel most frequently. And during a major winter weather event, it will give you a good idea of when you may see the plows come by and clear your roadway.
Woodrow says there is a little wiggle room when it comes to major dumps of snow and emergency situations. Those instances will be looked at on a case-by-case basis, and some overtime could be authorized if it's a matter of public safety. But if it's just your run-of-the-mill blizzard, expect to wait a while.
If we have a light winter, you may not even notice a difference at all. Really where you may see some impact is during major weather events where it snows for several hours, maybe several days on end, and that is when our maintenance workers will be limited on the amount of service they can provide, and they will have to focus on those roads that must receive a higher priority.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center, Alaska is looking at another mild, snowless winter. One contributing factor is El Niño, a series of climate events caused in part by stretches of warm water in the Pacific Ocean. This year's El Niño is predicted to be the strongest on record, according to NOAA. And while robust snowfalls might not be in the forecast, freezing rain events are. Road sanding and plowing go hand in hand, so along with delays in snow removal, roads in Haines and Skagway might just have a little less traction this winter. To find out how your road ranks for winter plowing, go to dot.alaska.gov/wintermap. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.